Well, it's the moment we've all been waiting for. I have now been joined at the CPAC conference by Tom DeLay. It's my extreme pleasure to welcome the former House Majority Leader, the second ranking leader in the U.S. House of Representatives. Mr. DeLay, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Renee.
Well, this is an exciting time at the CPAC conference, and it's an exciting time for conservatives. Can you give us your overall view of what it is that you have witnessed here? And I, of course, want to talk to you a little bit about some comments that apparently maybe they were in context or out of context last night on Hardball with Chris Matthews. That's been all over the news today, and so obviously a hot topic here. But let's first start with the CPAC conference and what you've witnessed over the last couple of days.
Well, first of all, I am very encouraged by the excitement and the energy that I'm feeling amongst young people here at CPAC conference, conservatives in general, the old fogies like me. People are excited about the fact that we've got an upcoming election and we have an opportunity for us to push our conservative views on policies that are important to us. And one of the encouraging things about John McCain's speech yesterday was I saw him open an invitation for us to walk in and talk to him about some of the issues that are important to us, particularly those issues that he has taken a different approach on over the record of his career. So I think I look at it as an opportunity to build the conservative movement, to expand the conservative movement, and we're going to take advantage of it.
Well, obviously, with Mr. Romney graciously stepping aside, not stepping down, we'll call it stepping aside for the moment, you use the analogy of John McCain opening the door. Which way does that door swing? Help me understand that from a political perspective. If the door is now open, is it up to us as conservatives to go to him and say, please remember that these are the issues that are important to us? Or should it be the reverse? Should he be coming through the door and saying, okay, help me understand what our position as conservatives, as Republicans, should be on this issue?
Well, it's all up to him. He's the presumptive nominee. He's got to realize, I hope, if he wants to become president of the United States, that it's going to take the base of the Republican Party, the conservative base of the Republican Party, to help him get elected. And they're not going to do it unless they feel comfortable that he is with them on their policies, or at least open to suggestion. I mean, you take global warming, for instance. He is absolutely wrong on global warming. That is a very dangerous policy in the future. Is he going to approach it from a free market perspective, or is he going to approach it from, is he going to change from where he is right now today? Global warming can be used as an excuse for the mother of all regulations on our economy. And is he going to go in that direction? Now, over the next few weeks or so, we'll find out. But it's up to him. Conservatives, myself, we're all willing to sit down and talk about these kinds of issues, but they're still important to us. I'm a conservative first and a Republican second, and so the policies are important to me more so than party, but I want the Republican Party to be the conservative party in America, and I want it to be successful. And if he's going to be successful, he's going to have to include conservatives.
Okay, do you want to make an announcement that you will run for vice president? Can we do that here on my program? I'd love to have that happen, and no one better than Tom DeLay. Let's go to that serious issue, though, of selecting a vice president. Which direction does he need to look to help bring the conservative vote?
Well, I think he's got to pick someone that the conservatives can be supportive of. I don't have a name. That's up to him. But the point is that he's got to understand that he needs to build a coalition. He needs social conservatives. He needs security conservatives, fiscal conservatives. He needs independents. He needs the old Reagan Democrats. I know the national pundits are all saying, well, if he goes too far to the right, he's going to lose those independents and so forth. No, what you do, if you're going to build a winning majority coalition, you bring everybody into the tent, and you work with everybody. You don't exclude one from another, and you can build a winning coalition. He could do that, but again, it's up to him.
He's got a big divide to bridge right now, no doubt. Could you help us please better understand, Mitt Romney suspended his campaign yesterday, announced it here at CPAC. Does that make him a player or a spoiler as things continue? I'm trying to get a better understanding. When you suspend your campaign, I understand you keep your delegates. What does that really mean down the road, or what could it mean?
Well, I don't know yet, and I think Romney's going to have to explain that to us. It could mean that he's going to work with McCain. It could be mean that McCain makes him chairman of the RNC. Who knows? I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that he wants to maintain a presence and a seat at the table, if they're going to give him a seat, and be part of the upcoming election. And more importantly, I think, to Romney, a part of the future. And I, at least what I heard was Mitt Romney wants to carry the conservative banner and be a leader in the conservative movement. And he can do that. He can certainly do it. The way he exited, the tone that he set in his exit speech yesterday. So he still has a role to play, and let's hope that he will play it.
I think I'm correct on the history of this, but this, I believe, will be undoubtedly, any way it plays out, the first presidential election where it is pitting senator against senator. Obviously, at least on one side of the aisle, that remains to be determined, which senator. How does that change things? Does it change it at all? Does it make it more cordial, do you think? What can we expect if you could pull out your little crystal ball?
Did they tell you to bring that today? No, I don't think. I don't know how that's going to play. It's going to be really interesting, because what happens over the next few weeks and coming months depends on, I guess, McCain and how he's going to approach Hillary, if she is the nominee. Knowing Hillary, I would imagine they will go after McCain with everything that they've got, and they're very vicious. And that will push McCain into a corner, and McCain being McCain, he'll come out fighting. So it could be a very, very contentious election. I don't know.
So the fact that they are colleagues probably won't change anything, then, I'm assuming.
Well, who knows? I mean, McCain teamed up with Lieberman. He was everywhere with him over the last few weeks. He's teamed up with Kennedy on legislation. He may take that approach. I don't think Hillary, though, is going to allow him to be a nice guy and a gentleman.
You mentioned Senator Lieberman, Joe Lieberman. His name I have heard bantered about here, and this is the first time I've heard it. Now, granted, I live outside of the Beltway, so it does take me a little while to get the news to resonate where I live. But I've heard of Hillary considering Senator Lieberman for a running mate. Have you heard that, and what would be the prospect?
No, I haven't heard that.
Oh, gosh.
In fact, the rumors that I'm hearing around CPAC is what appointment is Lieberman going to get from John McCain?
Now, that's interesting.
John McCain, if he's anything, he's loyal to his friends. And Joe Lieberman's endorsement, Joe Lieberman's campaigning for him is going to get him something. What is it going to be? Secretary of State? Secretary of Defense? I hope it's not Secretary of Treasury.
But that could be problematic. Tell us a little bit about your comment last night on Hardball. Care to share that? Chris Matthews, and I'm not sure if this was out of context or not, because when they showed the clip, they do cut and paste it, and people are good in news in doing that. And it says that he asks you a question about, if it were Hillary against McCain, who would you vote for? And I believe the response was, that remains to be seen.
Well, that's correct. It remains to be seen. As we've been talking, I want to see policies. I want the issues that are important to me addressed by the candidates. I want to see John McCain wanting to include the base of the party in his new coalition. If all of that's happened, it'd be easy. But I don't have to make that decision right now. I don't have to make it till November. What I'm going to be doing is working to push the conservative cause and the things that are important to us. I want fundamental tax reform. I want somebody to stand up to the judiciary. I want to win the culture war. I want to redefine government based on constitutional principles. I want to win the war on terror. Those issues are very important to me, and hopefully those issues will be part of the debate that's coming.
For the listeners out there, and I appreciate so much of your time today, Mr. DeLay, for the listeners out there, help us get a better understanding of how critically important this presidential race will be to the judiciary. You just mentioned the judiciary, and I think it's being lost a little bit in the popular discussion as to the critical difference that this next president could make on our U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, that's a perfect example of the upcoming debate, and what part are we going to play in it? John McCain yesterday, in his speech to CPAC, said he's going to appoint strict constructionists, constitutional lawyers that will interpret the Constitution. It certainly warmed my heart, but the point is, are conservatives going to hold him to that through the whole debate, not letting him waver, constantly reminding him of that position, because that isn't an original position with McCain, but it is McCain understanding, and if he's going to put together a coalition, that's important to the base of the party. But the base of the party has to support him in that and hold his feet to the fire, particularly if he becomes president of the United States. So that's all working together over the next few months. The election's just beginning. This is the first day of the rest of the election. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
A lot of time and a lot of work. And you know, thankfully, I think it really will give us, as conservatives, an opportunity to make sure that our voices are heard and heard by the right people, and starting number one, of course, with John McCain, who came in here yesterday, it sounds like all ears.
Well, let's hope it's all ears, and let's hope that he is interested in building a coalition. We'll see.
You're on the board of directors of ACU. I applaud the organization. I know you guys work very closely to put together the CPAC conference. You've got to be awfully proud of how successful it was getting the vice president and the president and all of the candidates here.
Well, it's certainly, I've been coming to CPAC for I don't know how many years, probably 20 years. This is the most exciting that we've had. It's certainly the most focus that we've had. I don't know that we've had this much media at a CPAC in my lifetime, and so that's very, very exciting. The media has really focused on conservatives. It's a wonderful time to be a conservative, and we need to really look at our opportunities in the future. And to have over 6,800 people show up, which I think is one of the largest crowds ever, it's very encouraging.
I'm encouraged as well by all the young faces. For those folks out there who think that the Democrats have the young vote, all you need to do is show up at CPAC to see that they are wrong. They are here.
They're everywhere, and they're excited, and they understand what they believe in, and they're ready to fight for it.
Well, thank you for fighting for all that you have for the conservative cause, all the work that you have done on our behalf as a member of Congress. We greatly appreciate it. We hope to see you back up there or in the administration. I don't know what your plans hold for you, but I know there's...
My plans is to build a conservative movement. We've created a grassroots organization. In fact, we're coming to Orlando with our Coalition for Conservative Majority, where we're forming local chapters of political activists that want to push a conservative cause, and that's going very, very well. And over the next 2 to 3 years, we'll have major chapters of Coalition for Conservative Majority all over the country pushing conservative cause. So
is there a website that's up?
CCMajority.org.
CCMajority.org. We can get on and learn a lot more about that organization and what we can do to help move this movement forward.
Amen.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. DeLay, for your time.
We
greatly appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on your turn, and thanks for putting on a wonderful conference at CPAC. We appreciate it.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.